This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Berish. In this week's parasha, we find the topic of the Mesis Umediach, the one who incites another Yid to worship Avodah Zarah. And the pasuk says, Ki Yisischa, if he will incite you, who will incite you? Achicha ben Imecha, your brother, Oyvincha, Oyvidcha, or your son, or your daughter, Oyeshes Chekecha, or your wife, and so on, and they will say to you, Neilcha v'navda elohim acherim, let us go and worship Avodah Zarah. And the Torah instructs that one should have no mercy on this person. There is no din of v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha regarding him, no din of ozav tazav imoy, no din of le'samod al dam reyecha, and you should not attempt to prove his innocence, like we do for other sinners. However, the Alta von Kelem notes that in reality this mesis did not really accomplish anything. Although he attempted to convince another Yid to worship Avodah Zarah, he was unsuccessful, as the pasuk continues, that the person who he tried to incite turned him in, usikaltem ba'avonu v'mesu, and he will be put to death by stoning. So this was an unsuccessful attempt to get someone else to worship Avodah Zarah. So even though this was only an unsuccessful attempt to get someone else to worship Avodah Zarah, the fact that he tried is enough for him to receive such a stringent punishment. Rashi in Parshas Kisisa tells us that the reward for one who listens to the mitzvahs Hashem is 500 times greater than the punishment given to a sinner. Many times we find that people who are involved in Kiruv Rechaikim invest valuable time and energy trying to reach out to be Makarv another Yid. But with all this effort that's put in, they are sometimes unsuccessful. And the Alter offers inspiring words of comfort based on what we just said. If Hashem reserves the most severe punishment for one who unsuccessfully tries to be merachik another Yid, and Midah Toiva is meruba mimidas peronios, how much more so must be the unbelievable reward for one who tries even unsuccessfully to be makarev another Yid? Midah Toiva is meruba mimidas peronios. And if the punishment is so great for trying to be merachik somebody, how much more so is the reward for trying to be makarev another Yid? The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the pasuk says aser to aser, and the Gemara in Tainis Daf Tes Amid Aleph famously explains the double lashon of aser to aser that it means aser b'shvil shetes asher, give meiser so that you will become wealthy in the merit of this mitzvah. The Vilna Gaon offers a remez to this by looking at the trup on the words aser to aser. The trup is zokef katon, which the Gaon explains to mean katon. If one is small, he is poor. Through meiser zokef, he will become wealthy and will stand tall. A remez to aser bishvil shetes asher. We know that meiser is done by giving 1/10 to tzedakah. However, there's a higher level of tzedakah, by giving a chaymesh, 1/5. However, one should not give more than a fifth, as the Gemara says, al yevazveis yoiser mi chaymesh. The Maril says that this concept of 1/10 and 1/5 is alluded to in the word of tzedakah. The word tzedakah has the letters tzadik and kuf, and also dalid and hey. The numerical value of tzadik is 90, and the numerical value of kuf is 100. If one has 100 and is left with 90 after having given tzedakah, he has given meiser 1/10. Also, the numerical value of dalet is 4, and the numerical value of hay is 5. If one has 5 and he's left with 4 after giving tzedakah, that means he gave a fifth, a chaymesh, the higher level of tzedakah. So we see in the letters of tzedakah, we find the concept of 1/10 and 1/5. The outlook that one has to have when giving tzedakah is illustrated by a mashal given by the Chafetz Chaim. There was once a villager who decided to sell his sacks of grain in the big city. He had heard that the city dwellers might be dishonest and steal from his sacks of grain. So he devised a plan. He would require that each person who examined his sacks of grain drop a coin in his hat. This way, by counting the coins, he would know how many sacks needed to either be returned or needed to be paid for. As the hat filled with coins, the villager became greedy, and he started to pocket the coins from his hat. One buyer noticed this, and he said to the villager, "What a mistake you're making. By taking the coins, you might be gaining the value of the coin. However, each coin represents a sack of grain. And by taking the coins, you'll lose these sacks of grain, which will not be returned to you. And these sacks are worth far more than each coin. Says the Chafetz Chaim, tzedakah follows the same principle. By not giving tzedakah, you might be saving those few dollars, but are losing the much greater wealth that every dollar of tzedakah brings through the concept of aser b'shvil shetes asher. You may be saving a few hundred dollars that you did not give to the ani, but are losing the thousands of dollars that the bracha of aser b'shvil shetes asher brings. You are similar to the villager who pocketed the coins only to lose the sacks of grain.